So what do you think? I don't know about you, but knowing that there are young people like Allie Tharp working for Unitarian Universalist organizations who are promoting our values, who have the vision, the smarts, the energy to inspire those of us who really, if we really want to be honest with ourselves, are really living in a business as usual world. Our culture is a business as usual culture. We may mentally and psychologically be in the place of understanding about the great unraveling that's happening. But it's very hard for us to make the shift to do what we really need to do to shift towards the great turning, towards more life-sustaining practices and ways of being. And these issues are so important to all of us. I know they're important to you, because when I asked you to tell me what the most important social justice issues of our contemporary world are, with a Faith in Action poll a couple weeks ago, you, head and shoulders above the rest, said environmental issues were number one, the most important thing, ranked above all the other social issues on that list that you wanted to work to address. And that's really awesome, because it's a very clear message that you really want to work on this issue, or should I say this range of issues, because it's really more than just one, and that we can work together on that. And that's really good news, right? That's great news. So now what? Right? This congregation became a Green Sanctuary congregation, which is a program of the UUA, which actually accredits congregations that go through a process of putting together a plan that includes worship and education and environmental justice projects. And you all did all that in 2012, and there's still some remnants. There's some blue cans around for recycling, and I know the kitchen is set up in a way that we compost and we do some other things. But maybe it's time to look at that program again. The UUA knows that there are lots of congregations like this one out there who have made a commitment in the past to become Green Sanctuary congregations, but really don't know how to do that in the context of contemporary society. So they're asking us to renew our commitment to Green Sanctuary and to go through another planning process around that, which I think is great. And I highly support that idea. But, you know, Allie has so much to say about all the complex factors that are going into this, not just the science and the, the news about all the devastating things that are happening, but the emotional impact that it has on us. The earth is suffering. The earth is suffering, and we are connected to the earth, and we are suffering too. And because we live in relative comfort compared to some of the people who are suffering the direct effects, the people in Honduras, for example, whose maize crops are no longer growing, there's been extended drought times there over a number of years, their crops are failing, they can't sustain them anymore. Like the story this morning, they can't sustain their way of life that's kept them going for a very long time. So they're thinking they may have to leave. And we think about all the immigration that's going on, and a large factor in that is climate change. There's more going on than just that, but a large factor in the worldwide immigration is climate change. Between flooding and drought and crop failure, the loss of livelihood and the loss of food sources, what are people to do but to move on? But where are they going to go? And it's a huge thing, and how are we going to deal with that emotionally, right? And so Allie talks about despair. Well, despair is something I know something about, having worked with people in pastoral care for a long time. And I know that despair is a place of hopelessness. It's a place that our hearts go when we think we're overwhelmed, we can't deal. We go to a place of despair. It's kind of a shutting down and a closing off from one another. It's a very isolating feeling. It's like you're stuck inside yourself. And in general, you just get stuck. Right? It really is a place where we can get stuck. And more than willfully wanting to stay in our sort of comfort zone, I think it's more our stuckness emotionally and spiritually than almost anything else that's keeping us from really changing. And that's a lot of what Joanna Macy talks about in her work. She's been leading despair and empowerment workshops for activists, believing that they have to acknowledge, we have to acknowledge our pain to release our energy for collective action. When we're stuck in despair, we can't really do anything. And if we think we're alone in our despair and we're not talking to each other, that really gets us stuck, because then we're not even creating the energy that comes from connecting with one another. She writes, just as grief work is a process by which bereaved persons unblock their numbed energies by acknowledging and grieving the loss of a loved one, so do we all need to unblock our feelings about our threatened planet. We are not closed off from the world, but rather are integral components of it, like cells in a larger body, when part of that body is traumatized in the sufferings of fellow beings, in the pillage of our planet, and even in the violation of future generations, we sense that trauma too. End quote. So while we know what's happening and are grieving over what's happening, I think there is a sense of overwhelm and hopelessness that comes over us, and it keeps us from being able to move. And so I'd like for us to work with those feelings for just a few minutes this morning. Each of you have a rock, right? Does everybody have a rock? Rocks are very solid. Hold it in your hand. Feel the solidity of that rock. Feel that it's part of the earth. It belongs to the earth, as do we. And what is happening to the earth and all creation, it does weigh heavy on our souls. I invite you into a time of meditation and prayer. From the UN Environmental Sabbath, a prayer of sorrow. We have forgotten who we are. We have alienated ourselves from the unfolding of the cosmos. We have become estranged from the movements of the earth. We have turned our backs on the cycles of life. We have exploited simply for our own needs. We have distorted our knowledge. We have abused our power. We have forgotten who we are, and now the land is barren, the waters are poisoned, and the air is polluted. We have forgotten who we are, and now the forests are dying, and the creatures are disappearing, and humans are despairing. Yes, we are despairing. It's heavy, despair. Can you feel it? Its weight in the rock that you hold in your hand. Despair can weigh us down. It can be debilitating. It leaves us feeling hopeless and stuck, like there's nothing we can do. But in her poem, Mary Oliver's Wild Geese, she writes, "Tell me your despair, yours, and I will tell you mine." What happens when we share our despair? What happens when we reconnect with our deep feelings and with one another? The water in the vessel right here in front of me is very still. It's really stagnant. It's not moving. But when we gather our feelings, when we reconnect, when we gather the rocks that are weighing us down and place them in the water, what happens? The water begins to move. things begin to change. Sharing our pain and fears can become a great force for action. I will demonstrate.